Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Giselle.
I think we deserve a round of applause, everyone. Stop and clap for our third week in a row, people.
Unfortunately, it is going to end next week.
Oh, yeah, because you're in L.A.
I have to go to L.A. for work.
Meg is... It's funny because it really feels like this always happens. I think this happened to us last year, too. We're like, we flip-flop. We're like,
yeah,
I'm gone, and then you're gone.
It's actually really mean and rude of the universe just to try and separate us like this.
It's terrible.
And I will not stand for it any longer. It's
literally, please so make it stop.
But yes, I have to fly off to La La Land for work.
Who says she can't wear her Converse
with her dress?
Well. Not Olivia Rodrigo, let me tell you that. Because last night she was wearing her Converse with her
dress.
With her dress.
Yep.
And her leg warmers.
Yep.
I mean.
Oh, her leg warmers.
I feel like we should just get into that because.
Well, Giselle, let me say. Guts be with you.
Happy guts be with you. May guts be with you. Guts is with us,
and also with you.
I mean, first, there's just so many places to start, and they intertwine.
Yeah, they all do.
I'm trying to wonder if we should start with guts or if we should start with the VMAs.
Maybe the VMAs, since they were last night.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, everyone, I took one for the team this year.
You did.
Because I feel like Meg usually watches the award shows, but no. This year was me. I watched the entire four hours. I thought it was over at 11. Absolutely not. I went till midnight. 4 hour VMAs. And I can tell you that it isn't getting better. It doesn't get better. It is not better. But
listen,
I watched them.
It was on a Tuesday. That is rock bottom. I mean, rock bottom.
But kind of star-studded,
actually. In Newark, New Jersey. Sorry to all of our listeners who live in Jersey, but they got the stars out in Newark, New Jersey.
Incredibly star-studded. I mean, there's so many things to talk about, so let's just begin with Nicki Minaj. So a big hook of this VMAs. Number one, it's like Hip Hop 50, as you guys all know. So like every award show is doing like big hip hop tributes. Nicki Minaj is about to release Pink Friday 2. She's like having a big comeback. Obviously, she's like the queen of rap. So like she's going to host the VMAs. I think that the MTV lost the definition of host because like I literally... I think I saw Nicki Minaj 3 times in the whole entire VMAs. 2 of those times she performed. Actually, I'm so sorry, 4. Once when she like walked on the stage in a dress she couldn't walk in, number one. And then she told us that she didn't buckle her shoe. So like one thing. And then she said during that MTV called her like the day before, basically being afraid that she was gonna like
curse.
Go off the rails.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did they cut all of her bits? Because literally she only hosted once at the beginning of the show. And then she accepted an award once, and then she gave an award to Taylor Swift, I think, so that's 3. Yeah. And then she performed twice. So she was on the stage 5 times, 4 of which not for hosting. So that's one thing.
It's like that TikTok meme or whatever where the kid just goes, and then he disappears.
Yeah, literally. Like, that was Nicki Minaj, but getting a fat check. So the show begins. This is what really threw me the whole entire show, because the pacing and the way they were doing performances was actually insane.
Yeah.
So we open the show with Lil Wayne, which, like, the thing about Lil Wayne is, like, he is, a very good performer. The songs are great. Like, he's great. You know, Lil Wayne, fine. Amazing. He performs, and then literally the announcer goes, Olivia Rodrigo in 1, 2, 3, Vampire Begins.
Oh.
It was, like, Lil Wayne ending into literal announcer being like, Olivia Rodrigo, blast off. Vampire, Converse, leg warmers, two-piece red set. Laying on the ground in the moss.
Yes.
So everyone, I'm going to preface this with, I had never seen the Vampire music video. It skipped me.
That's okay.
So the performance is happening. Already I'm like, she's sounding not great. So I'm stressed for her because we all know that this album, which we'll talk about later, is good. But like the live vocals for this album are going to be hard for her. I'm going to need her to get with a teacher. Not that she can't sing, but she's choosing songs that are difficult for her voice. So, and she gets nervous. So
she does get nervous.
She gets so nervous.
I mean, she's 20 years old. We can give her that. Absolutely.
Right. And she literally has not performed that much, actually. So
no, because she's only been famous since COVID.
Right. So
I mean, she did tour, though.
She did. But she's playing two nights at MSG this tour.
I know.
We'll need to discuss it.
I didn't register yet because I just don't know if I'm prepared for it, like to fight for them. And or if I have the will, right?
I feel we'll
talk
about it. I will have to discuss, but I was thinking about what we're gonna do about that. It feels like a miss to not be there, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I was sad I didn't get tickets to Sour Tour, and I remember like the night she was at whatever Radio City when she played.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, but yeah, this one feels like maybe I should be there. Maybe we should.
Yeah,
be there.
We will circle back with you all on that.
Yeah.
So the performance is going already. She's nervous. The first notes of Vampire are not slaying. She looks beautiful as always. No necklace, so dark, but she's performing. And then
we have to tell the people about this because I don't think you've said this about the necklace. You have to like let your opinion fly about this.
Thank you. I mean, everyone, I have a gripe. I have anger with Olivia Rodrigo. Most importantly, Olivia Rodrigo's stylist, which I have finally whittled down to two people who have been styling her recently.
Okay.
And I don't know if Olivia Rodrigo is allergic to metal. I don't know if she has some sort of visceral reaction towards necklaces. But I need you all to go back in the history, in the archives of Olivia Rodrigo photos on Instagram and on magazine covers. She is allergic to wearing necklaces. And you think, you guys are like, oh, Giselle, you're exaggerating. I'm literally not exaggerating. Now Meg and Vera literally notice it. And like, you can't look at a photo of her anymore without noticing the fact that she doesn't wear necklaces. And some outfits don't call for a necklace. Fine. Like the one she wore to the VMAs yesterday with the sparkly dress. Fine. No necklace. I'll be okay. But on these covers, when she's literally in these outfits that are already boring and then she's giving no accessories, I'm like, what is this?
Maybe it makes she is allergic to metal, Giselle.
Because it makes me
no,
so
because
no, but she's
I'm
wearing
looking
those guts rings every day.
Oh, yeah. But are those metal? Do you think? I mean, she's selling them for, by the way, $100 on her website, the set of guts rings. Girl, absolutely not. Could never.
Absolutely not.
But, like, look at this Insta from Mexico City in July. It's kind of like she's wearing, like, a choker tie, like,
so, okay,
ribbon. So, like, giving, like, what's that horror movie with the little girl? Orphan.
Orphan.
Giving Orphan. And then it's, like, in the Bad Idea Right music video, she's wearing this, like, plasticky heart necklace. And those are the first two necklaces on her feed through the summer since, you know, Guts Will Be With Us.
Right. So,
there's
I don't know.
Lace choker. Lace.
But, like, more of that, please, Olivia. Like, more accessorizing. I just think that, like, she is flopping in the outfit department. Not because she doesn't look cute in everything she wears. She has the hanger effect. Like, she's small.
She
could
wear anything. She could wear anything. Yeah.
Can wear anything.
So it's like,
be
a little bit interesting.
The blueprint for me is Dua Lipa. And if you aren't dressing like Dua Lipa or anywhere close, hang it up. I'm sorry. Hang it up.
No, but I mean, I just thought the Rolling Stone shoot was kind of boring.
It's always boring with her.
And like, I just feel like, and I mean, we've had this conversation about her so many times, right? But it's like, she just isn't giving me anything outside.
No.
And we said the album is good and we're going to go through it and we both like it, like 100%.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I'm not trying to be like a hater the way people on the internet are being like needlessly hateful towards her. And it's like,
right,
people are just jealous because she's like young and young, successful woman.
Right.
But I don't know. I just need like her team to like do some more exciting stuff, get her involved, because
and also, she's also like an actress. Publicist.
She knows how to, like, you know, work a room and do all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm sure she's you know, charismatic and everything, but I'm not getting that on in these interviews or even in these performances.
Her publicist is allowing the media to run with the fact that basically she has, like, beef with Taylor Swift and, like, all this shit. Like, as a publicist, you should be trying, like, this is not what you, I guess maybe, yeah. Like, now they're trying to be, like, no press is bad press, but, like, it's
weird. She did say in the Rolling Stone article, I don't have beef with anyone. But it wasn't very convincing that, like,
no.
It was, like, she was asked the question, and it's, like, I think the quote is, like, Rodrigo goes quiet. I don't have beef with anyone. I hang out with my four friends and my mom. It's, like, okay, like, or you could just say, like, actually, no, I don't have beef with Taylor Swift. I don't know right. Why people made that up. Like, it's just, it's so vague, and then she, like, immediately distracts and is like, I don't read conspiracy theories. I only read alien conspiracy theories. And I'm like, girl, you knew you were going to get asked this question. Come yeah. on. Like, it's just, yeah, it's silly. I mean, because the thing is, like, she's just, unfortunately, and I feel bad for her, but people are just going to continue comparing her to Taylor Swift. Like, even though, and I know there are similarities between them and whatever, but I just think, like, she deserves to kind of be on her own and not constantly be compared to Taylor Swift. And maybe these articles need to, like, not do that. But the only way that's going to happen is if she kind of squashes this beef, you know, drama theories. Nip them in the bud, get them out of the way, move on with your life, like she's trying to do. She's trying to not be, like, the next Taylor Swift. She's trying to be, like, the next Alanis Morissette, the next whatever. Yeah. Hayley Williams of Paramore. I mean, people are mad that, you know, I don't know if you saw the tweet. It was, like, a clip from her performing All American Bitch live, like, in the, like, sessions or whatever. And someone quote tweeted and was like, wow, like, how, you know, we've fallen. Like, is this really supposed to be Gen Z's Paramore? And it's like, okay, like, let her be her own thing. Because she's not fully Paramore. She's not as alternative as Paramore is.
Right.
She is more of a pop girly with an edge. Let her, you know, define her own lane.
Right.
And I feel bad for her because the odds are really stacked against her with the way the media is, with the way people on the internet are just terrible. And, like, I just don't think, like, any of these profiles or, you know, quotes from her have, like, done her any good necessarily.
No.
So.
Agreed. Our Olivia Rodrigo rant, that will literally continue.
Also. I mean, it will absolutely continue. But
so.
You didn't see the vampire music video.
Yes. So I didn't see the vampire music video. So honestly, like, if and I'm not going to put this on Meg, maybe we'll put it on the stories. But, like, I don't even know if you saved it, but I sent a voice note mm-hmm. basically, like, so shaken because in the performance, all of a sudden the set starts falling apart. And, like, she was giving me acting because I was like, obviously, like, this is a part of it. But I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then they pan to Selena Gomez, and she's freaking out. So I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening, actually? And then, of course, like, she starts singing Get Him Back, and, like, it's part of it.
Yeah.
But I was, like, so unwell by this. I was like, that made me so uncomfortable, like, secondhand embarrassment. And then, obviously, from other sources, I was told that I was being dumb because
a lot of people were confused, I think, because I mean it obviously it was the Video Music Awards, right? But I don't know, music videos aren't as much of an event as they used to be, sadly. Like,
yeah,
you know, and that's part of why the VMAs are irrelevant or kind of becoming irrelevant or on their way to irrelevancy, because music videos, people don't go all out for music videos anymore. You know, yeah. Like, they're the length of the song. There's no extras. It's a lot of it is just, like, CGI or, like,
did you watch the Get Him Back music video?
I did.
I also thought it was boring.
It was boring. and so was the Bad Idea Right one. I mean, it was, like, the Bad Idea one, I think, is right one is the best one of the three. But the whole thing about, I mean, this is smart marketing. Get Him Back, the music video, came out in conjunction with this, like, Apple new iPhone announcement yesterday, and it was shot, like, completely on iPhone or whatever is the whole tea about that, right? But yeah, and then I guess technically Olivia understood the assignment because it is the VMAs, because then the Get Him Back performance was like all of the like Olivia lookalikes, right? Which is what
yeah.
the Get Him Back music video was. It was a bunch of her like just like walking around and whatever. So in a lot of ways, like I said, I think she understood the assignment a bit, but the performance did feel kind of chaotic because of that, you know, because of the fact that it was like the stage falling apart and whatever. And like, I do think even if you watch the music video, you're just kind of like, okay, like what's happening? Cause then like the curtain drops and like,
yeah,
there's like a curtain and it's like playing some of the songs from Sour.
And there was and like silence.
Sudden, yeah. And then all of a sudden it goes, I wanna get him. And I'm like, okay, it's happening. But
yeah, that was chaos. But I guess like, as Meg said, actually in theory, she understood the assignment. But then, like, this chaotic performance cadence continued basically for the whole entire night, because then the next set of performances was Bongos, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, which...
They're fun.
They're fun, but also it does such a disservice to Cardi B to perform next to Megan Thee Stallion, because, like, I love Cardi B so much. You know this. I'm a Barty in the Barty gang. But Cardi B is just not up to the level of performance as Megan Thee Stallion in terms of like her 8 counts. Like Cardi B should not be doing a 1, 2, 3
no
count, but Meg can. So it's just so funny to watch them next to each other, because like Megan is like hitting all the things and like doing the dances, and Cardi like fully missed her 8 count.
Right.
It was funny, but whatever. Bongos is a fun song. They looked actually fucking stunning. Yeah. So like that was fun.
And I mean, there were a lot of miscommunications happening at the VMAs last night, because did you see the whole thing with Megan Thee Stallion and Justin Timberlake?
Right, but then she's like, just kidding, I was telling him.
Well, if you watch it closely, you can see that she is saying like, no, not like this, like we have to meet like properly or whatever. But obviously she was, you know, like they were doing kind of a bit, and then you can see like Joey Fatone's kind of laughing. So clearly it wasn't like a negative thing, but the internet has already decided that Megan was coming for Justin Timberlake's life, which is fine.
Right. Yeah. Also the NSYNC of it all.
Yeah.
Giving Taylor Swift the award. We'll get into Taylor Swift being the mood of the night, but I just have to talk about the performances I cared about first, which is ending soon, honestly. So it's Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, 3, 2, 1, into Demi Lovato singing the revamped versions of the songs.
What'd she do? She did Heart Attack. She did
Cool for the Summer.
Cool for the Summer.
And she did one more. I forget. But she also had some struggles vocally. She was really screaming at me, honestly. which sometimes is fine. Like, you can find... She hit notes, absolutely. But, like, she was screaming at me. So
it kind of... Yeah. And she was hitting the notes, but they felt kind of flat.
Absolutely. And also, she's looking, you know, skinny. Which... And the hair is black. Which, obviously, are always indicators that dark things are happening in her life. Praying that is not true, but just like on Jenny
She
watch.
And Jute seem happy.
They do Jute's seem happy.
The boyfriend.
I hope I mean, she's fine. I want nothing more than Demi Lovato to just sing her rock songs and be fine.
I mean, I would really love to see her like have a little bit of a renaissance. You know what I mean? She's so talented. They are so talented. I know she they right like.
Yes, she has gone back to she. I think.
Yeah. Anyway, she is so talented, and I think, like, could really do something with the proper management and the right marketing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now she has new management. Obviously, as we talked about, she's no longer represented by Scooter Braun. I think it's good to have someone who's not as, like, big. I know Scooter Braun owned, like, a management company, right? But, like, you can't have that many... you know, clients, right? Like, you have to focus. It's like, you know, like, it's not like Tree Payne's walking around with like 4 other clients on speed dial. It's like, she is Taylor Swift's publicist, right?
Yeah.
She is like dedicated to her. So, I would love to see Demi make a comeback. I would love for this album to do well. I mean, Vera and I were talking about this last night. Like, if she could have gotten someone like really currently very popular on like Skyscraper, like Vera suggested Billie Eilish, which I thought was like a really good idea, interesting idea, right? And it's just kind of like, why are these people not thinking of this, right? Like this is how you get back into the zeitgeist. You like use the people that are there like to kind of bolster you up a little bit,
right? And like, I personally love The Main. They literally mean so much to me. They're my favorite band in high school.
I've seen
like,
that they're on your September
their new
playlist.
Album is great.
I haven't seen that.
I love them deep, like heavy. But like, I think me and like 5 people that don't live in Arizona are the only people that love The Main. So like, the fact that The Main is featuring on her new album, I'm like, what
Yeah. It's like I fun care, for but her. Like. And I guess genre wise, it maybe like makes a little bit more sense. But also, you know, if we're doing this, like let's go after some like heavy hitters, you know? I mean, speaking of Demi, though, we're like just breaking news. She has followed Taylor Swift on Instagram again after last night and reshared a reel of her dancing to her performance.
The refollow is hilarious.
The bad blood is over, I guess, now that she's not on Scooter Braun. But
right. Oh yeah, I forgot. That's yeah.
So,
funny. That's so funny.
But look at this photo of Demi, like that's attached to this. She looks like such a baby.
Oh my god.
I know.
Truly a little one.
I wish nothing but the best for her. I mean, I feel like she's kind of chaotic and crazy, and like I don't, you know, like she has done and said some things in the last couple of years where I'm like, girl, I cannot support.
We want her to be okay.
But I want her to be okay, and I hope that, you know, this album is like good for her and helps her out, you know.
Yeah. I feel like in terms of other performances, like Renee Rapp performed on the Doritos stage, which I'm like, okay, fine. But she did have some performances too, I think, like leading into commercials. The thing about Renee Rapp, which you know, is that album is currently still on repeat every day. I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. That girl can fucking sing. And she probably was the best vocally of the night. So I'm just going to say that. Even though she was on the Doritos stage, she outsung every other person on that.
Yeah.
And that show. So that's one thing. Anita performed. People love Anita. There were some K-pop performances. Mane's Manskin performed. There was a Hip Hop 50 tribute. Nicki performed. Fucking Fall Out Boy performed.
Fall Out Boy, though, on tour right now, and apparently the tickets are like expensive.
They were looking terrible. People are
still riding for Fall Out Boy.
They were looking terrible. I feel like the highlight, I mean, the overarching theme of the night was Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift winning and her literally having a blast, which I like love. It was honestly a joy to watch her have a blast.
Yeah, it's crazy how the narrative has changed around that, you know, like since from like 2015 or whatever. Like I remember like everyone was like, oh, she's so annoying, why can't she sit down, like why is she always dancing?
Is that the narrative?
Like, embarrassing. Oh my god, yeah, of course. Everyone's like, oh, she's so cringe.
Oh,
she's always standing up. Like, why is she always, like, you know, whatever, like a woo girl at these award shows? But it's like, why are you going to go to an award show and sit there and not have fun?
Right. She was having a blast. I loved
it. She was a mood.
It
was funny. Yeah, she was funny. I mean,
she was drunk.
She was drunk. At one point, like, Tree brought her a water and she handed it to her. And you could see Taylor, like, trying to give it back. And Tree's like, no, like, drink it. Drink it. She broke her ring. It's like $12,000. And all the fans, like, found the diamond, so we're good. Of yeah, course. No, she's funny.
Her fangirling for NSYNC was funny.
Yeah,
her calling Nicki Minaj her favorite Sagittarius was funny.
Yeah, I mean, she was very much like a mood in the sense that she was like NSYNC, like, what I need to know, are you guys doing something? Like, what is it going to be? Right. I have to know. And it's like, bitch, this is how we feel about you. Like, just tell us what you're doing.
Right. Oh, and then like, didn't Nelly Furtado and
Timbaland? She did the same thing.
Give
for them.
Her an
yeah.
award.
She's and like, she are you guys like, doing something? Like,
yeah, it was funny. Yeah, she was just like. She was joyful, and I appreciated her 30-year-old single woman joy. I appreciated it greatly.
Absolutely. She's living her best life.
She was a mood. Ice Spice next to her. Ice Spice.
So funny.
Next to her. Winning Best New Artist over Renee Rapp.
Yes.
Both people I love, so I was very happy. I thought it was actually truly evil, though, but diabolical, that they made Renee Rapp announce the award right after losing Best New Artist. It was
so
Ice Spice is like, thank you for this award. Pans over to Renee Rapp. Of course, Renee, like, queen, is like, congratulations to Ice Spice. Like, I love you.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Also, before we end the VMAs chat, I just have to speak about the absolute erasure of R&B at the VMAs. Yeah. It was an absolute miss to not have Victoria Monet perform On My Mama. The choreo of the year. The video, one of the best videos of the year. Where the fuck? Hallie, also.
Pregnant? Maybe?
Yeah, it's,
maybe
it's
not.
It's like, the evidence is
obviously
not in her favor.
Obviously, we shouldn't speculate, but there is evidence.
It's not in her favor, and also it's dark that if she is pregnant, allegedly, that man is the baby daddy, because, like, he has trapped her.
Oh, I feel bad.
Hallie, she's 23.
She's 23.
Her career's just taking off. Not that you can't have a career when you're a mom, but, like, God. Not with that man.
I know. It's dark.
The dress was not helping the rumors.
No. Oh, it's sad for her. I mean, listen.
It's also in stark contrast to Chloe, who literally wears anything skin tight. It's
right.
Like, hmm.
I mean, it's just kind of like, the thing is, and when I say it's sad for her, obviously, you know, I'm not saying it's like sad to have a baby, whatever. But the fact that she's keeping it so under wraps and like there are rumors and she like hasn't addressed them and she's like, you know, not talking about it does make me feel that like,
it's
oh,
true.
No. Like it's true and it's like maybe like not great, you know what I mean? Like not great for her and like that she's probably like stressed about it and like the fact that, like you said, her career is just taking off. It's not. And that man is terrible.
I know, it's not good. Well, also with the, like that, number one, allegedly pregnant Halle, allegedly, could have performed Angel, another. They yeah. literally had Coco Jones performing. Also Justin Timberlake there. Coco Jones could have performed ICU remix with Justin Timberlake. They were both there. It was just so weird the way
people
that like they had every other genre.
About
every
things.
Other genre. International music and no R&B. I felt like that was a miss. MTV, what's the situation with that? I didn't like that. Just
it's
saying.
It's dark.
I didn't like that erasure. But that was the VMAs. Boring, kind of the chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, and Selena Gomez. Was
Shakira.
Like, I mean, Selena Gomez was truly there and like was and won for that song.
Won the Afrobeats category.
Yeah. And like obviously like made the face during Olivia Rodrigo's performance because she was like scared of the loud noises or whatever. And then like when Chris Brown got announced, like made a face and everyone's kind of like, oh well, she's mother for that.
Yeah.
But basically was kind of sitting there like dead-eyed the whole time.
Truly head empty.
Posted on her Instagram story like, I will never be a meme again. I'd rather sit still than be dragged for being myself. Much love. Which I'm just like, we need to seat her next to her best friend Taylor Swift and like let her just have fun. Like the vibes were not good around Selena last night.
No, even like Taylor was like cheering for her, like blowing her kisses, and Selena yeah. like didn't even acknowledge
dead-eyed,
her.
Dead-eyed.
Dark.
Yeah.
I think she, okay, I'm starting to get caught up on Only Murders. I'm not fully caught up. But she is giving dead to me in Only Murders, too.
Yeah, it's definitely
like worse
not
than the last
best
two seasons.
Performance of that on that show.
It's dark, actually.
Yeah, she was, like, really good the first season. And it's just kind of, like, gone down progressively. I don't know. I just want her to be okay. Again, just like Demi. Like, just be okay. Just be well.
Be
but
well.
It's chaotic. It's really chaotic.
Be well.
And this
please.
Message just seems like you're just like taking the joy out of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you were just a meme for like the blanket thing, and then she went on that radio show and she leaned into it, and then like the meme at the soccer game in Miami with like the goal, you know, like where she was like, you know, like looking all like shocked and whatever. And it was like it was all in good fun. Like I don't think anyone was making fun of her.
I'm also like, Selena, I'm so sorry. You are literally one of the most famous people in the world. For how many years were you the most followed person on Instagram? Like you are so, so famous. Like you are going to be a meme sometimes. Like that's what comes with fame.
Right.
I'm sorry, you're really famous. But I'm also like not sorry you're really famous.
Yeah. No, it's
you're a bajillionaire.
She's like, so, yeah.
I'm sorry. I understand everyone has mental health issues and we want to take care of that. Obviously, as we've been saying, be well. But, like, I think we can say be well, but also be like, okay, like, you are famous.
Yeah, like, it is what it is, right? Like, you're going to be memed. You're just, like, going to be photographed all the time. You're going to be on camera. It's like, why was there like basically a dedicated camera to Taylor Swift there last night, right? Like if I'm her, I'm like, okay, this is kind of annoying, but also if I'm her, I'm like, okay, well fuck it then, I'm just gonna live my life and enjoy my time, and like
because she's
gives a fuck because I am the most famous person in the world, right? Like that's just, you have to lean into it, otherwise you'd probably go insane. So Selena, don't go insane, just lean into it and be real, be you.
Be real.
Whatever.
Shine bright, shine far, don't be shy, be a star.
Be a star, yeah.
Well,
anyway.
That's our VMA recap.
So chaotic. Just
moving swiftly and chaotically into Guts. That is with us.
Guts is with us, and we keep making this Guts is with us joke because Giselle and I have noticed a trend in the marketplace at of late that basically artists and specifically musical artists are saying, oh, the album will be with you so soon. And that's what Olivia said when she announced Guts. Guts will be with you very soon.
Coming home.
Guts is coming. Yeah. Who said that? Dagny or whatever was like the new single. It will be with you.
I feel like it's like very Taylor Swift coded. Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
And also it's just like it gives the same energy as like The Baby is Earthside. And so like it's just like, yes, it's like does. So dark for me, actually.
It absolutely so does. So that's
why whenever someone says it, I'm like, no.
Our beautiful baby girl joined us Earthside like, yesterday.
I hate it, actually. So every like, time
where was the baby cringe. Before? It was on the Earth. Literally, right. It's never not been on the Earth. Let's think. Let's think.
So that's why we say Guts is Earthside currently. And I feel like Sour meant so much to us. As people, I feel. Like, in different ways, but, like, very much, like, Meg and I streamed Sour.
We streamed the shit out of Sour. Absolutely.
Like, truly knowing front to back, word for word, like, we are Sour on the trends.
Yeah.
Regardless of our fluctuating feelings for Olivia Rodrigo, like, Sour is a masterpiece, like, point blank, period. Yeah. So, as we were entering the era of Guts, like, the singles were just, like, they obviously grew on me, like, Vampire and Bad Idea, right? Like, I think a lot of people felt they were revolutionary. I was kind of like, they're good, but, like, it's not hitting me like I wanted to.
Right. Not like Driver's License and Good For You did.
Right. Like,
even though they're all very similar.
They're the same songs, but I think they were just, like, so similar to what she did before that I was like, it's not hitting me the way that the first ones did.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are songs in the album that sound similar, like, Get Him Back is a, I mean, kind of all, they all sound the same. Not really, but, like, kind of. But Guts happened, and I feel like my first listen, I was like, this is not my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
There were immediate skips for me, which some have changed, some are still skips. And also, I think the thing here is, like, there are skips on this album, which, like, Sour for me had, like, is no skips,
mm-hmm.
front to back.
Yeah.
But I do think some of the songs on Guts are, like, a little bit more interesting and, like, the older sisters of some of these Sour songs.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about it, Meg?
Same. I agree. It's first listen, I was just kind of, I was very adamant that the back half was stronger than the front half. And now I'm kind of all over the place with it,
mm-hmm.
In terms of like where my favorites are. So, you know, but there are definitely, I agree, there are definitely some skips for me. But also, it is just like a 5-day-old album. So as we know, and as we've said 100 times when we've done like album reviews on this podcast, like things are going to grow on us. It's going to change. Like, we do our monthly playlist, and there was a category this month that was, like, honestly, like, Guts was kind of making me think of it, because
yeah,
it was, like, what's a song that you initially didn't like that grew on you? And it could be a year later, it could be 2 years later, you know? Like, you can rediscover a song, like, later on, and you can have a completely different perspective on it.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a good sign that the album has already grown on both of us, like, in mm-hmm. this short period of time.
Our favorite Spin instructor is obsessed with it, so I feel like that's helping.
Yeah, it's helping. I mean, you know, when you hear a song in the dark, in the darkness on the bike, yeah. It's just kind of like, it hits different sometimes.
It does.
So one of those songs that was played last night, Making the Bed, has, I think, gripped Giselle today. It's also gripped me this morning.
I texted Meg and Vera, and I was like, the pipeline from not really liking Making the Bed to knowing every word is heavy today. Like,
strong.
Not me literally like doing my making my avocado toast this morning and me like fully singing every word, like,
yeah. But I also think, I mean, and it's, yeah, I 100%, I don't think like the lyrics on some of these songs are necessarily like, it's, you know, it's a natural progression a lot of the time,
yeah.
When I listen to these songs. I'm like, oh, that makes sense that that's the next line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than Making the Bed, Giselle, tell us about some of your other favorites on the album.
Of course, I'd love to. So immediate favorite, Logical for me.
I love that.
I love Logical immediately. I like Get Him Back.
Yeah.
I like Love is Embarrassing. I like All American Bitch and Ballad of a Homeschool Girl. Mm-hmm. The Grudge and Pretty Isn't Pretty, I have on my list, but like they still need some time. I need some time with it. But I'd say my top three as of this exact moment. Get him back. Logical. Love is embarrassing.
Okay. Obsessed.
That's where I'm living right now. I do believe it'll change. I do believe, and I was talking to Kubali about this, who you guys have heard me talk about before. We were saying that Logical feels like the older sister of Favorite Crime, and I love Favorite Crime. I texted Meg today. I was like, what will be my Hope You're Okay, which is the song that I didn't love, but now I'm obsessed with. Could be Making the Bed. Could be something else. Teenage Dream I need to spend more time with, I think.
Yeah, Teenage Dream is kind of a flop for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it could grow on me, or I could have a moment with it in like 6 months. But I think, one, it's a song called Teenage Dream.
Immediately
makes me think of Teenage Dream by Katy Perry, which is also like one of the best albums of the last, you know, 15 years.
Yeah, please.
So tough to have it. It's a very different song than Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, which is, I'll give her that. I would have loved to see it build. It does build at the end, and it kind of goes off. I needed it to go off 10 times more than it did. And this is a trend for me with music that sometimes, and this is why I think it could grow on me, like that sometimes when a song doesn't have like an insane build where I think it's going to, then I feel like it falls flat for me. But I think it could have gone off in the way that Vampire does, in a much stronger way. So, you know, maybe it's just that it's a quieter song than I needed it to be kind of at the end, but yeah, it's not been in rotation for me, except when I've been doing like, I've been kind of really into like front to back listens of albums just like daily these days, so I have done some like front to back listens of this album the last, you know, 5 days since it's been out, and so then that's when it kind of comes into rotation. But I agree with you, Get Him Back is up there for me. It's fun, it's campy, it's silly. Mm-hmm. You know, the double entendre is clever.
Yeah.
It's good. And I really also like Love is Embarrassing. Too short, though. Too short. Ends just when it's beginning. And that, you know how much that frustrates me. And then I would say, other than that, I do like All American Bitch. I didn't like Ballad of a Homeschool Girl at first. I think it can get
the
there.
The name is just so...
It's cringe, yeah.
Hard.
And like Pretty is like fine. I think it's the older sister of Jealousy.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
You know what song I don't like, skip for me?
Lacey.
Lacey, I'm so sorry. I know people love it, but like it was an immediate skip.
Yeah.
Like, for me too. It's not even growing on me. Yeah. Like maybe it will, but like, immediate. Like yesterday in class, she played it and I was like, still, or didn't she?
She played it after Making the Bed. It came
yeah,
out,
and I'm still, yeah. And I was still like,
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can pick a third. I mean, I did stream Bad Idea Right a lot, despite saying that it wasn't my fave.
That's how I felt about Vampire. I was like, Vampire, but also, like, it's so me-coded a little bit
but
with, like,
now
the musical
I'm a little
theater
tired
shit.
Of it. Yeah, but now I'm a little tired of it. So maybe Making the Bed also. I mean, like, we would have the same top three, but, like, those are the three that I've been streaming the most. Like, I just looked at my stats for Spotify, so... Yeah, I mean, props to Miss Rodrigo. It's really hard to come back after such a phenomenon like Sour and come out and have the rave reviews that she's getting, some of which I don't know if I necessarily agree with. You know, that not, you know, that I, again, we
know,
said
I'm
we like the album. It's a good album. I just think we can be a bit hyperbolic about this kind of stuff. But you know, there are still bonus tracks to eventually be put on streaming.
Oh yeah,
that are,
I have
that
seen
are
that.
Only on each vinyl. I mean, listen, I say she doesn't need to be compared to Taylor, but she learned at her mother's knee, and she has a bonus track on each variant of the vinyl. So you would have to.
Oh really?
Yeah. So if you want to listen to all of them, like now, you'd have to buy all the different versions of the record that are out. So, you know, props to her for being a capitalist queen, I guess.
People are gonna do that though. That's what's crazy.
I don't even know what they're called, but yeah, there's the different colors of the guts record, and it's like whichever color you get a different bonus track. I'm not buying it, sorry.
I will not be purchasing, but I'll wait till they come out.
I mean, maybe like Maybe one day I'll buy Sour and Guts, but Sour has been one of those ones where
I should buy Sour.
When I've been in record shops, I am like, oh, I should own this, but then I'm like, eh, not right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, eventually I'll probably buy it, maybe when it's on sale for a holiday or something. But yeah, I mean, she's going to be number one on the Billboard Hot 100, or the, you know, the album charts. I'm sure she's going to make a lot of money. She announced the tour today, as we said, the Guts World Tour. I actually love the poster. I think it's funny.
Yeah,
I agree. Her, like, vomiting up glitter, basically. Like, it's, you know, it's silly. It's, you got to lean into that kind of stuff. Like,
5 days till I spill my guts.
It's kind of...
Sorry. I just, like...
Guts is yours. But also, right. I know it's part of her aesthetic, but, like, do you get her emails? Because I bought merch from her store.
Oh, yeah.
From Sour. And she's, like, she writes, like, it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, handwritten letter from her. And she just writes her U's as the letter U. And I'm, like, can we move on from this, please? I know. Can we move on from this aesthetic? Like, let's be grammatically correct.
I will say that, like... I don't know if she can do this a third, like, this thing a third time.
Absolutely not.
Like, I get it. Like, I'm against people having to continuously reinvent themselves, yeah. I guess. It's interesting. I love it, Loki. But, like, I get that we can't make women do that. But at the same time, like, this is an aesthetic. Like, yeah. It is, like, she's not just being herself. Like, she's not being a brand.
Yeah, it's not like a persona, right? It's not like a complete image change. It is just an aesthetic. The aesthetic is purple.
Literally.
And it's like, okay.
And nostalgia 90s. Like, yeah, that's what it is.
And like,
that's
grungy. Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's a design, right? And I do think, like, I would love to see something, even if the music is, like, just, again, more, like, older sisters continuously, like, maturing with her. I think I just need to see a new color on the cover next time.
I know.
I know it's like, I was the one who said earlier, like, everyone's just being, like, needlessly hateful. These are just little nitpicky things, right?
Yeah.
That are just, like, we'll need to see from her next next project, whenever that may be.
Which we won't get for, like...
Obviously, Guts is just freshly with us, so...
And we are going to continue to listen. We will have maybe different opinions.
Absolutely. I can't wait for a couple weeks from now when one of us just, like, drops the news that, you know, a new song has entered the chat from Guts. So, yeah, it's just funny. It's hard. It's hard to be always, you know, because I said this yesterday. I was like, you know, we grew up in a time where, like, the media, and I mean, it still is, but, like, the media was, like, overly misogynistic to women,
mm-hmm.
and it's ingrained in us in a lot of ways. And so, like, I'm always trying to check myself when I talk about or think about Olivia Rodrigo as this young woman who's almost 10 years younger than me, right? Who,
yeah.
like, that I'm not just projecting, like, my own jealousy of, like, oh, I wish I was her kind of thing, you know? So
I feel as though we want her to succeed.
Yeah. But we just want her to change some things so that she can.
I want her to put a damn necklace
on. Put a damn necklace on. No more purple. Enough with the U, letter U. And that's that. Then we're good.
Done.
Then we're good.
Oh, God.
Those just three action items, Olivia.
Right.
We love you. We love you, Queen. We love you.
Wow. Well... Those are, like, the two main things we have to talk about. There's a few more things that are...
We actually have to talk about the next thing.
What?
And the fact that I sent you a tweet on Saturday and you did not...
No, yes.
You did not connect the dots.
Well, I didn't... You sent me that tweet and I legitimately, earnestly thought you were sending me that tweet because, like...
Right.
Marvel things were happening. I didn't even know the wedding was happening. So when the wedding happened, I was like, oh, man.
I thought we
were both on the same train of, like, wow, this is surprising, but we weren't.
No, I should have said something instead of just sending you the tweet that was, like, not, it wasn't anything. But basically what we're talking about, one of the patron saints, former patron saints of this podcast, Chris Evans, got married over the weekend to Alba Baptista,
And I didn't even know they were dating, if we're being honest.
Basically, they apparently have been together, like, 2 years or something, but like very private, very really? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, but like Dumois has been talking about it forever. Like,
I'm like, wasn't he just dating the gymnast? I'm just kidding. I know that's been a long time
since. Allie Raceman? I don't think, I don't know if he ever actually dated her or if they literally were just like their dogs were friends, I think.
I can't.
I mean,
she's young. She's younger than us.
She's 26. People on the internet are like, she's a child bride. And it's like, actually, no, because like, she's not. Like, she's an adult.
She's not a child bride, but like, he's like 40 something.
It's the thing is, it's like, he's not like, there's an age gap, of course. And it, you know, there's so much discourse about age gaps on the internet these days. And like, when, you know, especially when it's like a 19 year old and like a 30 year old or whatever. But what it is more than anything is just embarrassing for him because he's just kind of a loser who, like, can't find a woman his own age to date him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because he's just, like, probably immature.
Absolutely.
But, oh, be with the days, Giselle, when we used to love Chris Evans so much.
I know. We were, he meant so much to me.
Yeah, but basically there were, like, photos that leaked because he got married on Cape Cod. And all the Marvel cast was there, and they were, like, all having breakfast together. So that was the tweet that I sent Giselle. And I had also seen, surrounding the tweet, speculation. They're like, oh, we know who's getting married this weekend then. And, you know, then we didn't connect the dots until the People article came out. But, yeah, they were all there. Jeremy Renner, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Squad up. I wonder if Mark was there.
I know. I was going to say, was Mark in Sunflower or Sunshine?
Probably. There? I bet they were there. I mean, none of these actors have anything better to do because they're all on strike.
Right. So they can attend weddings.
They can absolutely. John Krasinski and Emily Blunt were there.
Yeah. His fellow Boston brother.
Yes, indeed. It's the funniest tweet was like, now we know why all those fucking celebrities were in Boston over the weekend. Yeah, literally. Like, why else would they be there? But, you know, his aesthetic, his narrative has been he wants to get married, he wants to have a family for 10 years at this point. So, congratulations, Chris. You succeeded in one half of that. And, yeah, I mean, I wish her well, too. Like, she's Portuguese, I think.
She is Portuguese. And she seems to be an actress.
She seems to be an actress.
She's in that Warrior Nun show
Warrior
that I...
Warrior Nun. Yeah. Yeah, that... got canceled but then maybe got picked back up, so
maybe this is helping her career.
I mean, I'm sure it can't be hurting it to be dating married to Chris Evans, but yeah, it's just like funny, like another one of these like 40-year-old actors dating a 26-year-old. Like Vera had this whole discovery about how Jake Gyllenhaal's been dating that like Janine model girl, and she's like only just now like 25, and they've been dating for like 5 years.
It's an
age. He was dating her when she was 20. Like it's just like find a woman your own age. Like Jesus Christ, it's just again, it's embarrassing. Like it's just a tale as old as time, as you said, age old.
True as it can be.
True as it can be. But Chris Evans' new movie also just got like a really bad review, so.
Oh, really?
Yikes.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry for that. But the thing is that like he got typecast for a really long time, but maybe it's because he can't do anything else.
Right. Like,
you know what I mean?
Playing like, Captain America is the role of his lifetime for a reason.
And maybe that's his lane.
Right.
And maybe he should stay in it. Yeah.
Maybe he should return, honestly. Sorry.
Honestly,
Save Marvel, because it's
dead. It's dead.
Meg has declared Marvel dead, so Marvel is dead.
I have. I mean, Xochitl Gomez on...
Yeah, literally, like, the last major question we have for this week's episode of the podcast is Dancing with the Stars dead? Which, I think we all know the answer to this. Yes, but the cast was announced today. They've gotten rid of Tyra Banks. They've added Julianne Hough. Len has passed away, RIP Len, which is very sad. Derek, are they replacing him with someone, or is it just Derek, Bruno, and Carrie Ann and Abba, right?
Probably. They don't really need four judges.
No, they don't. Maybe they were priming Derek to do that anyway. Well, Derek.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So the cast of Dancing with the Stars has been released, and I have it pulled up here.
Amazing.
The headline and the thing that people are the most upset about is the fact that enemy of the pod, Jamie Lynn Spears, is going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and she's going to be partners with Alan, and people are upset at her in general because she does not stand with Brittany, no. But also, like, not this pipeline after Zoe 102, you know? But of course this pipeline after Zoe
102. But because she can't work, right? She can't do her... She's on strike, but she said that she's donating her salary to the strike. Which, like, okay, right. Cool.
Which, like, are the rest of the actors going to do that? I don't really understand. I guess there aren't many actors. I guess that's why it's mostly reality stars.
Yeah.
So then we have Ariana Maddox of Scandoval fame, which, I mean, I guess makes sense. Good for her collecting
a
coins.
A famous Britney Spears stan, so I hope that there's beef.
Beef, literally. Then we, of course, have Charity of Bachelorette fame.
Yes.
Are her and her partner still together?
They are.
Love that for them. Then we have Tyson Beckford with Jenna Johnson. Jenna returning after having the baby.
Yes.
Then we are going into Allison Hannigan of How I Met Your Mother and Buffy.
Buffy, famously, yeah. But nothing else since, basically.
Yeah, so she is not needing to worry about the strike right now.
Yikes.
Matt Walsh, who was in The Hangover and Veep, and Ted, I don't know him. Then Mauricio Umansky, amid divorce rumors with Kyle Richards, he is on Dancing with the Stars.
This is actually quite, this is kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like leading into The Real Housewives, like it'll lead into the premiere of the season, and I bet you like Kyle will go and like sit front row.
Right.
And so like they'll show a united front for their family and blah, blah, blah. So it is actually like a very savvy move.
Right. And then we move into Xochitl Gomez, with partnered with Val, which makes sense. Because
setting
Val
up
always,
for success, though.
Right. What?
Setting her up for success.
Right. Like, they want this to be a Zendaya story. Mm-hmm. It's literally the blueprint, but, like, it's just not that time anymore. Like, the time has passed a little
also,
bit.
Also, Zendaya was coming from a huge, massive Disney Channel show when Disney Channel was still, like, the biggest thing on the planet. And she just was so famous already, and Xochitl Gomez is coming off of what, The Babysitter's Club and one Marvel movie?
Yeah, barely.
One Marvel movie that no one liked.
Right. Right.
It's like, I'm sad for her. Like, I want her to succeed, but it does kind of seem like maybe she hasn't heard the phone ring from Marvel, and she wouldn't because of the strike, but about, like, when she's appearing next.
Yeah.
When are they doing Young Avengers? Are they doing it anymore?
I know.
Probably not. Sorry. So I guess go do Dancing with the Stars.
Dark. So Xochitl. Then Mira
Sorvino.
I don't know who that is.
She won an Oscar.
Oh, good for her. And then another person that's causing ruckus is Harry Jowsey from Netflix villain fame.
Too Hot to Handle. Yeah, right?
And he's going to be on that new show, Villains, I think.
He's dark for me.
That features none other than reality show royalty New York. So
it's
and Omarosa.
Omarosa, yeah.
I have seen clips from it and it does look funny. So
I kinda wanna see it come up on my TikTok, to be honest.
Yeah,
like
agreed.
That's how I wanna consume that.
I agree. Anything with New York is gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Tiffany Pollard. And then we have Barry Williams of Brady Bunch and Mission Impossible fame.
Yes.
And then we have Lily Pons, which I'm honestly shocked she's finally on it. She's probably been wanting this more than anything else in her life.
Truly.
And then Jason Mraz, which is just, I can't even believe.
It's so funny that he's on Dancing.
Like, not, well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. Like, not.
Oh my God, wait, is that what it says? I tried to be chill. I never knew that.
Yeah,
I didn't know what it was saying.
Me because you know
tried to
lyrics,
be chill, but you're so, but it makes so much sense. It's tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted.
I know. Come on, pen.
The ink was not dry. The pen was writing.
Jason was penning on that line. Hopefully, maybe this will lead into a new Jason Mraz single. Who knows?
Who knows?
And then finally, Adrian Peterson of Tennessee Titans fame.
Many NFL teams fame. He's been around the block. Irrelevant
football player. So basically, the cast is giving irrelevant, and it's giving budget. It's giving D-list. It's giving...
No one would pick up the phone.
It's giving cancel Disney Plus, honestly.
It's giving cancel Disney Plus. I think I'm going to do that after this. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, the action items from this episode, cancel Disney Plus.
Just no, to save myself some money every month. Like, I'm literally in my budget era.
No,
so.
I literally was deleting subscriptions left and right. Yes. Disney Plus is on the chopping block. Fuck with me one more time, Disney Plus, and you're canceled. So.
I need to save money.
They raised the prices.
I know. It's so fucked up. I need to save money for all the merch we're going to have to buy at all the concerts we're going to this fall.
I know.
Speaking of Giselle, I wanted to show you.
Oh my God, what are you going to show me? Breaking news. Oh God, you guys.
What am I supposed to do with this now?
So as you guys know,
Am I really supposed to wear it?
we thought we were like gaming the system and like really doing something for ourselves. Yeah. When we ordered the merch online. And it came, of course, after we're in our hating Joe era. So, like, what are we going to do?
So now I have a shirt with Joe's face on it. I mean, there's a return label. Imagine we returned our Joe Jonas merch. Our Jonas Brothers merch in solidarity with Sophie Turner.
Literally, like, more on that to come if we return the merch.
It's kind of soft. It's kind of soft. It's very thin. But it's, like,
I'll wear it to sleep.
It is cute. It is cute. Like... I'll wear it to like spin or something.
Yeah, we did go.
It's just so funny too how like we had so much fun. It's also so funny how like on here it literally says like 5 albums one night, but then because they added a second show, they like crossed out one and put 2 nights.
So embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Always embarrassing.
Oh man. Well, that's kind of all we had for today. I mean, I'm sure something, because it's kind of quieter this week, other than Guts and the VMAs, probably something will pop up in the next couple of hours.
In the next episode, we'll have 2 weeks of worth of information to discuss with you. So please, we will be back. We are taking a week break.
Yes.
But we will be back as we always are. This is our greatest joy in life. We love you all so deeply. Thank you for listening as always. And I'm Screaming will always be with you.
We'll always be with you. Just like Guts.
Just like Guts. If you guys have any favorites or opinions on Guts, send them our way. We'd love to know what your faves
are. We're still on Insta. You can come talk to us anytime.
Yes, we're there. DM us. we love you all so deeply. But most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.